Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on today. And we appreciate the ride home. Always do. We're very, very pleased to have a gentleman join me now. It's Kevin King, News Radio 92.3's Kevin King. And Kevin, you and I were speaking just probably 48 hours ago, but you were on the stage in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, it's a totally different situation here. That's a lot of fun, and we had a great time in Nashville. But what's going on right now is very important. Melissa is with me here. Melissa is the promotions coordinator for Manna and Manna Food Pantries, and you've been here since 4:30 this morning.
That's correct. I have been out here since 4:30 this morning, and it was very chilly then, but it's warmed up a little bit since.
So how are we doing today?
We're doing really well. It's been very steady. We've got 1 hour left. Yes. That doesn't mean that it needs to stop there. So you can go right now to manahelps.org. If you can't make it here to the mall right now, you can go to manahelps.org and donate.
How important, you guys do important work every day at Manna Food Pantries, but how important is this food drive, especially going into the holidays?
This food drive gets us through the winter months.
Yeah.
It gets us into the spring, and that's so important. Especially as people are going through the holidays, trying to budget for everything, and it's difficult.
Thank you for the work that you do, and thank you for including us. This is a highlight of our year, too.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. We're so excited. It's the 17th year we've had Build a Mayflower, and we just couldn't do it without you guys.
Fantastic. Thanks, Melissa. Chris, thanks so much. And Austin, we're going to be here till 6:30 collecting money, non-perishables for Manna Food Pantry. It's a very important time of the year. So do please help. We're right in front of the Dillard's this year. We moved down a little bit because they put a barbecue place where we were before. But we're right in front of the Dillard's. You can drive through and just drop something off.
Hey, Kevin, before you go, I got to ask you a quick question. I'm getting some text here this afternoon. How about monetary donations? Are you accepting those?
Talk about monetary donations.
So $5 will provide 3 healthy meals to a neighbor in need. And
it's actually more efficient. A monetary donation, isn't it?
It is, because we're able to buy in bulk.
Yeah.
And that's something that the everyday consumer may not be able to do. You know, those BOGOs can get you pretty far with Publix, but imagine that on a much greater scale. And that provides the healthiest food for us, because where we see a need, we can then fill it.
Fantastic. All right, guys.
Kevin, you're doing a great job. Stay warm out there this afternoon.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. We're on site over at Cordova Mall. And as Kevin said, move south just a little bit. We're actually by the Dillard's towards the 9th Avenue side, but right across from the helipad at Sacred Heart. But very visible, very easy in and out access to get in there. So it's the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive going on this afternoon until 6 o'clock at Cordova Mall. Please stop. Take by some canned goods, some foods, and also make a monetary donation for the folks over at Manna. All right, Kevin King, live on the scene in Cordova Mall.
On afternoon. Location. Yeah.
Like I said, it's kind of interesting. He gets around. Wednesday night, we were talking to him from the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville.
Yes. All righty, just past 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we're seeing several spots of note, starting with Palafox Street. This is going to be if you are traveling either north or south towards Cervantes Road. If you are in that area, we do have some backups there, so be on the lookout for that. Also, I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, got some issues over there. And on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound, going underneath the I-10 overpass, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 56 degrees now, low of 42 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs of 65 and 71, and lows are going to be sitting around the high 40s, low 50s, but both days should be beautiful, sunny, mostly clear.
All right, sounds good. 517 News Radio 92.3. We were telling you earlier, the folks up at Fox in New York City lit their tree today at 5 o'clock. Well, get this one. An 80-foot Christmas tree from Alaska will grace the U.S. Capitol lawn this holiday season. Christian Goodwin has more on the tree.
This year's tree, a Sitka spruce from Alaska's Tongass National Forest, the nation's largest, making the over 4,000-mile journey to Washington, D.C. It will add holiday cheer to the district, gracing the west front lawn of the U.S. Capitol. A lighting ceremony is set for December 3rd. It will be lit from dusk to 11 p.m. local time each day through January 1st. According to the U.S. Forest Service, each year a tree is chosen from a different national forest. Noting this will mark the 60th lighting of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree, but it's the first time the public was able to vote online for a name. The winner, seemingly a nod to Batman, folks choosing Spruce Wayne. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I wouldn't say that seems to be a nod. That is a direct reference to Bruce Wayne. But nonetheless, huge tree. I did see it. I saw that. I saw some images from the headline, and it was it definitely does the Christmas cheer symbolically well.
Okay, victims of Hurricane Helene, get this, they're still recovering from the storm, and now they're dealing with the first snow of the season in western North Carolina. Mm. Yeah, feel for these folks. Steve Harriman has more from North Carolina.
8 weeks after this storm, conditions are actually worse for a lot of people, especially with the first snow hitting this morning and some freezing temperatures. The lucky people have some of those vans and trailers. The less fortunate have tents. They've been moved out of their FEMA hotels. Many people, their vouchers have expired. And it's not only 100,000 houses that were destroyed and damaged, too. A lot of cars were wrecked by the flooding also. That makes it almost impossible for a lot of these people to get back to their jobs.
A lot of people lost their cars, too. The cars are still in the rivers. They're upside down. They're under mud right now. So that's a big challenge.
103 people were killed in North Carolina in this storm.
All righty. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got Florida's own Rick Scott. He's taken a couple shots at the Biden administration in his day, and he's taken another one, accusing their officials of cowardice. We got details as to why he's making such a harsh accusation and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's so disappointing to hear people use the name of God flippantly. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not your homeboy, and he's not the man upstairs. His name should not be used to express your stress level. Isaiah 6 says that God is holy, holy, holy. The word holy means set apart or sacred. He's holy God the Father, and holy God the Son, and holy God the Spirit. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. May I humbly suggest to you that you think twice before you devalue the name of the One which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, but instead I urge you to reverence His precious and wonderful name.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Running right, lowers his shoulder, lowers the shoulder. He fights into the end zone. Touchdown, Florida State.
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Charleston Southern at 12:30 on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign then drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport. Don't miss the return of sign then drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at B4 Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales, price, and due assigning amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through BCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Gotta tell you, you know, we were talking about North Carolina before we went to the break and had a discussion about the bad weather moving in there, snow, and some of those folks have not even recovered from Hurricane Helene, and they're having a rough time up there. But there is a happy ending for a bear cub who was harassed by locals in North Carolina. This is probably a pretty good story. Here's Sue Guzman.
A black bear cub pulled from a tree for a selfie for a photo in Asheville back in April has been safely returned to the wild. North Carolina wildlife officials estimate the female cub was between 3 and 4 months old when residents of an apartment complex grabbed her and another bear cub to pose for photos. One person ended up being bitten in the encounter. The cubs made their escape, with only one being found in a retention pond, wet and shivering. She was rehabilitated and fitted with a tracking device before her release. Wildlife Resources Commission investigated the incident, but no charges were filed. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
How stupid could you be? First of all, not only is that inconsiderate and can be harmful to the animal, clearly, but also, why would you be grabbing a baby bear? Like, are you asking to die? Like, did they just walk up to, were they just like on their way and saw a baby bear and grabbed it? I mean, my goodness. Look, I get that cubs are cute, but let this be a PSA, because some places around here do have bears. If you see a bear cub, stay the heck away from it, not only for its sake, but for yours, because that means mom was probably nearby. Alrighty, just past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some issues on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Same with Palafox Street. This is if you're traveling northbound, coming from Cervantes, or southbound approaching Cervantes. Just some minor issues going both ways there. Outside of that, it's more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 42. This weekend's going to see the temperature start creeping up a bit, with the hotter day being Sunday, high of 71. But lows are still going to be pretty low, around high 40s, low 50s, and both days, sunny, mostly clear.
Okay, it's a story about a 56-year-old knucklehead. His name is Jeffrey Monahan Jr., business owner. He lives down in Bradenton, Florida. Was charged with arrested for a grand theft. Now, what he did, he scammed a Texas woman out of at least $250,000 by impersonating Elon Musk. It all started on social media when the 74-year-old victim befriended Musk on Facebook. Now, the victim was asked to invest in Musk's business and promised a $55 million return. Financial records indicate the woman transferred $250,000 to bank accounts owned by Monahan Jr. and his pressure washing business. The victim's husband told investigators his wife actually gave Elon Musk approximately $600,000. Well, Carmen Roberts has more on the story.
Police in Florida arrested a man they say impersonated billionaire Elon Musk and scammed a woman out of at least $250,000. 56-year-old Jeffrey Arthur Moynihan Jr. of Bradenton is charged with grand theft. Police say he befriended the victim, a 74-year-old Texas woman, on Facebook last year and promised her a $55 million return on her investment. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Man, you got to use common sense here. I just don't get that. Go ahead.
Former state Senator Doug Broxson will not be running to succeed Matt Gaetz in Congress. The Gulf Breeze resident ended speculation about whether he may run in a potential special election in Florida's 1st Congressional District. Broxson said he believes the region will be better served by a lawmaker who intends to build seniority over time. And if you want to read this whole story, I wrote it. It's up there on the News Radio 92.3 website and app, so you can check it out for a longer version of that story.
Alrighty, and mentioned this before break, Rick Scott is accusing a couple of Biden administration officials of cowardice. Senator Scott released a statement yesterday after Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and FBI Director Christopher Wray skipped a public hearing. The Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs scheduled the hearing, and Scott says that their absences undermine the Senate's obligation to conduct oversight of the executive branch. He adds, at a time when the threats to our nation are the highest and most severe in decades, this erodes public trust.
Okay, free movie tonight on the island. Big Thanksgiving movie marathon taking place over at Lagunas. The movie gets underway at about 6 o'clock. I keep forgetting 6 o'clock. It's dark outside already.
Very.
Just amazing. Anyway, the movie tonight, Alice Through the Looking Glass. 6 o'clock, they'll kick that off at Lagunas on the island over on Pensacola Beach. So there you go. There's a Thanksgiving movie to take in.
All righty. And with it now being 5:30, got our sports segment coming up after this Fox News break. A bit of a introduction to that with three college football games tonight getting underway starting at 6 o'clock. We got Temple at UTSA, that is. And then we got one win Purdue at Michigan State. And number 24, UNLV, heading to 6-4 San Jose State. So that should be probably the most competitive and most relevant game of the evening.
Okay, think about this. Fall Red Snapper season will be wrapping up in 9 days. Captain saying it was a great season.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President-elect Donald Trump promising to bolster the economy and cut taxes over the next 4 years. Senator Bill Hagerty on Fox Business.
President Trump ran on bringing middle-class prosperity back, and it's our job to make certain that that happens. President Trump received a massive mandate, as you know. And this is one of the most critical aspects of that mandate. Look, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris delivered economic malaise to America.
Well, Senator Hagerty's name has been mentioned as a possible nominee for Treasury Secretary. Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham offering 1,400 acres of land in Starr County to President-elect Trump to help with mass deportations. She spoke about it on the Fox News channel.
The talking points about ripping families apart and permanently separating families are really just the Democrats' desperate attempt to distract the American public.
The Los Angeles City Council approving an ordinance that establishes the city as a sanctuary city in effort to protect immigrants. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Jeff Bezos is shooting down Elon Musk's claim that the Amazon founder told, quote, everyone that Donald Trump would lose the U.S. presidential election and they should sell off their SpaceX and Tesla shares. Bezos calling the claim 100% not true in a rare post to X, the social media platform that Musk owns. Meanwhile, Amazon announcing today that it would invest an additional $4 billion in Anthropic, the artificial intelligence startup founded by ex-OpenAI research executives. The new funding brings the tech giant's total investment now to $8 billion. Amazon Web Services will also become Anthropic's primary cloud and training partner. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final session of the week higher, with the Dow in record territory up 426 points. U.S. crude oil futures for January above 71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Sean Levine with a Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I only think there are 8 quarterbacks in the NFL that can win the Super Bowl. Essentially, you got the top tier, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Burrow. You got the second tier, Hurts, Goff, Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud. And if your team has a third tier or beyond quarterback, I'm here to tell you right now, you can't win the Super Bowl. I'm Sean Levine.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's check ethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, and it's Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. If you remember the Thursday show, we talked about the increasing amount of crime, about professional sports figures getting robbed. And
we did.
And what happens is, you know, you can see them playing. You know where they are, but they're not seemingly protecting their homes for someone to really come in and just kind of wipe them out. Well, we do know in recent months, Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, along with Minnesota Timberwolves guard Mike Conley, have had their homes burglarized. And according to the FBI, it's not a coincidence any longer.
One day after the NFL sent a memo to players, the NBA has followed suit. According to a memo to teams obtained by the Associated Press, the FBI has connected some of the recent burglaries to transnational South American theft groups that are well-organized, sophisticated rings that incorporate advanced techniques and technologies, including pre-surveillance, drones, and signal jamming devices. Both the NBA and NFL are advising players to install security systems featuring cameras, to remove online real estate listings of homes, and to keep valuables in a safe. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Buy a dog.
Yeah, or do that.
just buy a dog. If you want somebody, a dog that's going to really get someone's attention to kind of wake up to, get some Yorkies. Yeah. Believe me, somebody walks down the street, you know about it.
Yeah, they may not be a physical threat, but they're an alarm system.
They will set off the alarms, I guarantee you that. I want to take this thing a little bit further. Mike Tobin is following this story also, and there's a thread here, if you can see this developing, ladies and gentlemen, about the crime association and gangs. This is kind of being woven into the DNA of this story. And the bottom line is homes of professional athletes are being targeted by burglars.
Law enforcement says criminal organizations are using public records to obtain information about the homes of big-name athletes. Then they look at the game schedules and rob the homes while the athletes are gone. And their suspicion, South American gangs are behind it. The NFL went as far as to issue a warning to players, reading in part, "The homes of professional athletes across multiple sports leagues have become increasingly targeted for burglaries by organized and skilled groups." Now, the burglaries are not restricted to athletes. The chief in Novi, Michigan says expensive houses there have been burglarized. And according to the chief in Novi, they have made some arrests. The people they've arrested are from Chile and Venezuela.
I'll add my two cents in here. When I was working at WKRG in Mobile, this was in the late 70s, around the time Hurricane Frederick, I used to live on Joachim Street, which was just around the corner from the radio station.
Really?
And so somebody knew I was on air and talking. I went home one afternoon and just wiped out.
Really?
Totally wiped out.
My goodness.
Not that I'm a big figure or anything, but I'm just saying it happens to normal people as well.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be as big as the NFL.
And that's what that was my message.
Yeah.
It could be anybody. If people, he works from 8 to 5 and this is where or she's going to be or whatever, they're going to hit you.
Right.
Get that Yorkie. I'm telling you, get the Yorkie.
Well, as you said, it's a matter of people knowing that you're not home. Well,
exactly right.
Daniel Jones may not have that problem because the Giants have released him. The struggling football team released a statement today saying that Jones came to the Giants and asked to be released and that they mutually agreed that parting ways would be beneficial to both sides. Jones was not happy that the Giants benched him earlier in the week as starting QB. And, of course, he was very questionably taken sixth overall back in the 2019 draft out of Duke. And New Jersey native Tommy DeVito is starting Sunday against Tampa Bay. So this just all the more confirms, it seems, that we are going to have a Thanksgiving Day game between, I think, the Giants and Cowboys, and the quarterbacks are going to be Tommy DeVito and Cooper Rush.
You know,
instant classic.
I knew something was up because I did see a release earlier today from the Giants, and it was saying that Daniel Jones went to management voicing his unhappy environment, if you want to put it like that, not playing and things like that. So when you said that, it surprised me, first of all. You know, when he played at Senior Bowl over Mobile, he was fantastic before the Giants picked him up. But I don't know who's going to get him. I mean, there are teams out there that could use him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So he'll be on the market. Let me just remind you here, you got 20 minutes. Tick, tick, tick. You got 20 minutes to get over to the Cordova Mall. Of course, we're trying to pack the Mayflower van with foods and even monetary amounts that could help them out. So 6 o'clock is when they wrap things up. The new location this year, if you've been to the ones in the past, I think it was past 17 years or so we've been doing this thing. We used to be a little further north. Right now, we are in the south parking lot, southwest parking lot, our Cordova Mall. Right next to Regions or across the street is the landing pad for Ascension Sacred Heart. So that's where we are. Easy in, easy out. They will be happy to take your food goods, and as I said, monetary contributions as well. But we're packing the Mayflower this afternoon, and you could sure help us out. It goes on until 6 o'clock this afternoon.
All righty. And I wanted to touch on this because it's a sports-related story, but it's kind of a growing issue. Conor McGregor, he must pay more than $250,000 in damages to Nikita Hand after being accused of raping her. A jury found the Irish MMA fighter did assault her at a Dublin hotel in 2018. Lawyers for the woman accused the 36-year-old of raping and battering Hand. Hand filed a civil suit in 2021 claiming that he and another MMA fighter, James Lawrence, had sex with Hand without her consent. But the jury said Lawrence was not involved in assaulting her. During the trial, Hand's attorney said the two fighters tried to have Lawrence take the fall for McGregor's actions.
So we're going to fry the turkey this year, are we?
If we're careful.
Going to put it in the fryer outside, are we?
If we're careful.
I would recommend you not doing that. I recommend you letting somebody that knows what
you're
doing.
And don't put a frozen turkey just smack dab in the oil either.
Don't these things, they explode, don't they?
Well, that's the thing. Because they've shown demonstrations of, hey, here's what'll happen if you do that. And, man, that oil starts bubbling over and, scary.
The point I'm trying to make here today is frying a turkey can sometimes be dangerous. Do we agree on this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Now is the time to reserve your spot to have the Miracle League of Pensacola safely fry your Thanksgiving turkey. Donations will benefit the Miracle League. Walk-ups are welcome. Here comes the important part. Reservations are preferred. Keep things in line here. They gave you a window on, they do this next Wednesday, by the way, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. So they want to kind of systematically get the birds in, get the birds out. They know how long they're going to be in there.
Right.
But it's best to make that reservation, and you can do so by calling 850-380-4994. Set up that appointment next Wednesday between 7 a and 4 p. Get that turkey fried the right way.
All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And also had a little bit of issues on Pine Forest Road if you are traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, though that is looking less severe now. Outside of that, there's not too much going on that's going to hold you up outside of maybe some usual congestion on Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 42. This weekend, Saturday's high 65, Sunday's high 71. So we start to see those temperatures creep up a bit, but the evenings are still going to be kind of chilly. Lows in the high 40s, low 50s.
5:46, News Radio 92.3. Some of those pictures of hamburgers or some of the TV commercials you see, the hamburgers, you almost want to go through the screen. They look so great, right?
Yeah.
But then you drive through and you get something through the window and you go, wait a minute, this doesn't look anything like
a pathetic excuse of a burger.
Well, let me just put it like this. you're going to soon be seeing more discounts from McDonald's. I want to make sure that quarter pounder looks the way it does on that picture outside front, because it usually half a dozen.
Right.
Let's see if this works out. Fox's Jenny Casola has a report for us.
Starting January 7th, McDonald's will launch a new menu line called McValue, aimed at customers feeling the pinch of higher costs. In addition to its $5 value meal, which will continue through next summer, McDonald's will also be selling a buy one, add one for a dollar offer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The $5 deal includes 4 chicken McNuggets, a small order of fries, a small soft drink, and either a McDouble or McChicken sandwich. The company says customers will also be receiving special offers on its app. McDonald's USA President Joe Erlinger says the company worked closely with franchisees to create the new discount menu. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, and every hour I try to get you your Wall Street numbers. Well, stocks are closing higher to end a positive week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 426 points to 44,296. The S&P 500 rose 20 points to 59,69. And the NASDAQ gained 31 points to 1903.
Okay, what would it be to kind of wrap the week up here without talking about a knucklehead? We talk about him throughout the week, but today we have a special very featured knucklehead. Elijah Simmons of Pensacola faces nearly a decade in prison after he was involved in a scheme using fraudulent checks. Now, Simmons was sentenced after being found guilty on multiple charges. They included racketeering, carrying a concealed firearm, unlawful possession of personal information, and, of course, marijuana thrown in there. Court documents confirm the charges and sentencing were related to a pattern of behavior that Simmons took part in. This happened January 2022 through August 2022 with depositing fraudulently produced checks. So he's going away for a while, but he's our knucklehead of the day.
All righty. And consumer sentiment edged lower after the election, but was still slightly better than October. The University of Michigan's final reading for November slipped just over a point below its pre-election reading. The survey noted the expectations index surged for Republicans and fell for Democrats. No surprise there. The survey's director said that that reflects the differing views of how President-elect Trump's policies will impact the economy. The one-year outlook for inflation slipped to its lowest level since 2020.
Okay, the Witches of Oz are flying into theaters this weekend. I'm going to check this out. We're talking Wicked, you know that, right?
Yes, I picked up on that.
Here's Michelle Pollino.
Wicked tells the story of the witches in The Wizard of Oz. It stars Cynthia Erivo as Elphaba, a young woman misunderstood because of her unusual green skin, who has yet to discover her true power. And Ariana Grande stars as Glinda, a popular young woman gilded with privilege and ambition who has yet to discover her true heart.
She had her secrets.
Absolutely remarkable. There
is no the two meet when they were at school and forge an unlikely but profound friendship that changes their lives. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, Donald Trump's pick for education secretary being named in a sexual abuse lawsuit. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had some really good conversations around the ongoing drama with the crossword puzzle mistrial. Matt Gaetz dropping out of attorney general consideration, Pam Bondi in as the nominee, and what will happen in Congressional District 1 going forward. Days of Our Milton, the final couple of episodes related to the current city council. The series still going strong, by the way. And why did the NFL get canceled on the Transgressors Memorial Service? Find out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Backstroke lover, always hot beneath the covers. Still I talk to you, my daddy is saying.
And News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Pensacola right now. And you see Aerosmith is going to get their roller coaster taken away from them.
Kind of.
No, not kind of. They're putting the Muppets in or something.
That's the thing. It's like it's been Aerosmith themed, and now the Muppets are coming in, and then the Muppets are going to be their current theater thing is going to be replaced by Monsters, Inc.
We're talking about Hollywood Studios at Disney, and they've made the decision to rip out Rock and Roll Roller Coaster. I can see a mutiny coming today. My boys grew up on that thing.
Yeah, no, that is. I mean, it's unfortunate, especially when it's been around for as long as it has. All right, he hinted at this before the break. Donald Trump's pick for Education Secretary Linda McMahon, she's involved in a sexual abuse lawsuit. She's the co-chair of Trump's transition team and is the former president of World Wrestling Entertainment. That's WWE for you. In a recent lawsuit, she was accused of failing to stop a ringside announcer from grooming and sexually abusing children in the 80s and 90s. The lawsuit was filed last month by five former ring boys who ran errands before the wrestling matches. The suit claims McMahon was aware of credible abuse accusations against the ringside announcer, who has since passed away, but she tolerated those actions.
So those ring boys now are probably about 50 years old.
If this was in the 80s and 90s, depending on how old they were, yeah. I mean, they're decently aged now.
Okay, that's the motivating factor right now. Let me get some of those bucks. I'm about to retire. Fraud's big problem this Christmas season. Growing number of shoppers falling victim to fraud. 82% of shoppers have been exposed to some type of fraud this year. 35% of shoppers experience fraud when making a purchase from an online ad. The safest way to shop online during the holidays, of course, is with a credit card. However, 70% of consumers still plan to use those debit cards. Debit cards are dangerous if you're making those purchases. You have no recourse. It's there. It's gone. See you later.
Yeah, no, that is. That's scary.
I don't like to use credit cards myself. I really don't. But in the case of a must situation, a controllable situation, a situation that has a track record, something you can actually follow,
right?
Go for that credit card any day.
Absolutely. All righty. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Outside of some minor issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, there's not much holding you up. It's 56 degrees right now, low of 42 tonight. This weekend, going to see that temperature creep up a bit. High of 65. I'm dyslexic. High of 65 on Saturday, high of 71 on Sunday, but lows sitting around high 40s, low 50s.
Congress held two hearings on global threats facing the United States. But two important officials didn't attend. This should make you really roll. It does me.
Is this what Scott was upset about?
No. Maybe. I don't know. But this is I don't know exactly what Scott's. I'm talking about the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
They're peeved. Let me just put it like that. Chad Pregram in Washington with the story.
FBI Director Christopher Wray and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas skipped consecutive House and Senate hearings on global threats. The Department of Homeland Security says it wanted, quote, a classified briefing to discuss threats. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green said he offered Wray and Mayorkas an open session and a classified session, but no dice. There's concern about Iran, China, and Russia, plus threats during the holidays. Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Gary Peters called the cancellation a, quote, shocking departure from the custom of transparency.
Yeah.
Surprise.
And that's why Scott was calling them cowards.
Well, it's not right. They work for us. They work for the people of the United States.
Yeah.
Get in that meeting.
For sure. And, you know, we had mentioned Wicked, the film, earlier.
Yeah.
Well, AMC Theaters will be reminding moviegoers to leave the singing to the stars of Wicked this weekend. A playfully themed warning will be shown before screenings of the Broadway musical adaptation with a voiceover saying, quote, no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting. Some fans have taken to social media with stories of others in their theaters singing along at loud volumes during the movie. A sing-along version of the film starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo will hit theaters next month. Yeah, why would you do that? Why would you loudly sing along to a movie out in public when people are just trying to enjoy it? I can't imagine being that self-centered.
Go to the Cena Theater in Metairie, Louisiana, and for Rocky Horror. Happens every Friday night. Go, next question.
No, I mean, that's just...
Theaters have, they have the Britannia New Orleans,
right.
Very kind of an alternative type theater situation, the Cena Theater in Metairie. Rocky Horror does their things there, you know.
Yeah.
People scream and party and run up to the screen and everything. So it's a big party. It's not one-dimensional. You're not just sitting there watching it. You're involved in the whole theater experience. Well, so I just thought I'd
I guess that. AMC isn't big on that.
Yeah, probably not. Here's something that has serious consequences. More legal trouble for San Jose State University women's volleyball team over that transgender teammate. Claudia Cohen reports from Sausalito, California, right across the bay.
A dozen volleyball players are suing the Mountain West Conference and officials at San Jose State University for allegedly violating their Title IX and First Amendment rights. School officials say Fleming meets eligibility requirements, but plaintiff's attorney Bill Bach says policies that protect trans athletes are harmful to women.
82% higher impact when a male player is hitting a volleyball, and that those balls sometimes impact somebody's head, can cause concussions.
The lawsuit seeks an emergency injunction and for San Jose State and Blair Fleming to be disqualified from the conference tournament, which begins on Wednesday. The judge says he will issue his ruling in the next few days. In Sausalito, California, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
I know how that's going.
Well, the thing is, that's just, I look at that. If I am a transgender athlete in that situation, at this point I'm realizing, man, it's too much trouble. Like, I understand if you have dreams and all that, sure. But, golly, we are hearing about this almost weekly. It's snowballing into a bigger and bigger issue.
I think her name's Rhines. She's the swimmer who's...
Riley Gaines, right.
Who's been the face of this. She's been fighting this thing for years.
Ever since that that Penn swimmer, what was her name? She was transgender and it was a whole thing. She rose to prominence during that whole debacle.
Pardon me for not knowing all these people's names in this world of transgender surfing and swimming. I'm a little out of touch with that.
You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.